Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om. 5, chapter 18. Chapters entitled The Residents of Jambudweep Offer Prayers. Text number 21. Yatasya te para saroharam. I'm sorry. Yatasya te para saroharhanam. Nikamayat sakila kamalampata tad eva rajshipsitam ipsito richer yabhagna yajna bhagavan pratapyate yatasya te para sarohanam nikamayet sakila kamalampata tad eva rajshipsitam ipsito chito yad bhagna yajna bhagavan pratapyate Yatas. Translation purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. My dear Lord, you automatically fulfill all the desires of a woman who worships your lotus feet in pure love. However, if a woman worships your lotus feet for a particular purpose, you also quickly fulfill her desires, but in the end becomes brokenhearted and laments. Therefore, one need not worship your lotus feet for some material benefit. Purport. Srila Rupa Goswami describes pure devotional service as Ayabilasita Sunyam Jnana Karmanyavritam. One should not worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead to fulfill some material desire for success and fruitive activities or mental speculation. To serve the lotus feet of the Lord means to serve Him exactly as He desires. The neophyte devotee is therefore ordered to worship the Lord strictly according to the regulative principles given by the spiritual master and by the shastras. By executing devotional service in that way, he becomes gradually attached to Krishna, and when his original dormant love for the Lord becomes manifest, he simultaneously serves the Lord without any motive. This condition is the perfect stage of one's relationship with the Lord. The Lord then looks after the comfort and security of his devotee without being asked. Krishna promises in Bhagavad Gita 9.22, Anayas chintayato mam ye janarpayupasate, tesam nitya vyuktanam yoga shema vahami aham. The Supreme Lord personally takes care of anyone who is completely engaged in His devotional service. Whatever He has, the Lord protects, and whatever He has, the Lord supplies. Therefore, why should one bother the Lord for something material? Such prayers are unnecessary. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur explains that even if a devotee wishes the Lord to fulfill a particular desire, the devotee should not consider and should not be considered a sakama bhakta, that is, a devotee some motive. In the Bhagavad Gita 7.6, Krishna says, Chaturvidya bhajate mom jnana sukriti arjuna artha jigyasur arti jnana cha bharatasabha. O best among the bharatas, Arjuna, four kinds of pious men render devotional service unto me: the distressed, the desire of wealth, the inquisitive, and he who is searching for knowledge of the Absolute. The artha and the ar-arthi, who approach the Supreme Personality of Godhead for relief from misery or for some money, are not sakama bhaktas, although they appear to be. Being neophyte devotees, they are simply ignorant. Later, in Bhagavad Gita, the Lord says, Udara sarva evate. They are all magnanimous, udara. Although in the beginning a devotee may harbor some desire, in due course of time it will vanish. Therefore, the Srimad Bhagavatam enjoins Kama Samakarmo Va Moksha Kama Udaradi Tivrena Bhakti Yogena Yajeta Purusham Param. A person who has broader intelligence, whether he is full of all material desire, is free from material desire, or has a desire for liberation, must by all means worship the Supreme Whole, the Personality of Godhead. That's from Srimad Bhagavatam 2.3.10. Even if one wants something material, he should pray to no one but the Lord to fulfill his desire. If one approaches a demigod for the fulfillment of his desires, he is to be considered nastabuddhi, bereft of all good sense. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita 7.20, Kamaistastayar hittagyanam prapadyante nadevataha tam tam niyamam astayam prakritya niyata swaha. Those whose minds are distorted by material desires surrender unto the demigods and follow the particular rules and regulations of worship according to their own nature. Lakshmi Devi advises all devotees who approach the Lord with material desires that according to her practical experience, the Lord is Kamadev, and thus there is no need to ask him for anything material. She says that everyone should simply serve the Lord without any motive. Since the Supreme Personality of Godhead is sitting in everyone's heart, he knows everyone's thoughts. In due course of time, he will fulfill all desires. Therefore, let us completely depend on the service of the Lord without bothering him with our material requests. Om Agyan Timirandasya. Today's class is very short because of the schedule has been adjusted for the Rath Yatra and other activities. So there's one prayer, Param Dehi Aham Dehi, what is it? Rupam Dehi, Dhanam Dehi, Dehi Dehi. They pray like that. There's a long list, Dehis. And because Lord is, he's standing there smiling, so everyone thinks, well, that means he's going to give me whatever I want. So I just approach him and he'll give me, you know, nice wife, good health, nice money, long life, good bank balance, nice children, so many things. So. But this is really, when we say, a very stunted intelligence, because the Lord can give material things, but why bother the Lord for something that is really, it's like approaching a rich man who is willing to give whatever you ask for and asking him for maybe a few rupees. He says, take, please ask anything. I'm willing to give you, you know, anything you, just like when Bali Maharaj offered Vamanadev. Of course, the principle was different, but the idea was that a rich man or a wealthy person may offer anything. It's his prerogative. He has the facility and he also may be magnanimous enough to give whatever. But if one asks for material things, then one, or asks for something very small in comparison to what is one can get. So to ask the Lord for anything material, Prabhupada said, is just simply a form of ignorance. And therefore, it diverts one's consciousness away from the real relationship with the Lord. The Lord is not simply one's order supplier. As Prabhupada said, the Lord is the order giver. But it's not like accepting orders simply for some kind of difficulty that is, comes by way of the orders. Whatever the Lord asks us to do in terms of our devotional service is actually ultimate benefit. To divert our attention away from our ultimate benefit and ask for something material, even if you get something material, there's no question, no consideration whether that object will give you some happiness based on the results of that. You may get what you want, but you may not also get the happiness that you were thinking and getting by way of that. And even if you do get that happiness, that is another diversion from Krishna consciousness, because you think that that is the source of your happiness. So all these desires that may be, that come by the association with the material energy. For one should just execute one's devotional service in the mood of trying to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead. As here Rupa Goswami gives the formula, that the pure devotional service should be anukulena Krishna silanam. That means should be in relationship to Krishna for the pleasure of Krishna. When Krishna is pleased, then the path to devotional service is wide open. And devotional service is the only activity that can satisfy the living entity. Living entity cannot be satisfied by anything else. Because the living entity is not a material object. And therefore, to receive something material is not the principle of satisfaction. Only devotional service to the Lord, which is the constitutional position of all living entities, is the platform of eternal happiness and knowledge. So Lakshmi, she knows the Lord. She sits upon the chest of the Lord. Actually, she also prays that although she sits upon the chest of the Lord actually doesn't bestow his full benefit upon her, although she is such intimately connected with the Lord. He gives his benefit, or ultimate benefit, his ultimate mercy to those who actually serve his devotees. So that is the actual platform of happiness, to somehow or other serve the devotees of the Lord. We may not be able to serve the Lord because it's very difficult to serve the Lord, in the sense that the Lord is, you know, beyond the reach of our senses. Of course, we understand service to the Lord through the spiritual master, but ultimately there's the formula for how to serve him, and that is to serve his devotees. One who says he's my devotee is not my devotee, but one who says that he's a devotee of my devotee is actually my devotee. Krishna mentions that. I believe that was in one of the Upanishads, I think. I'm not exactly sure of the reference. But the Lord makes that statement to show here how he's actually pleased by serving the Vaishnavas. Vaishnav seva is actually the essence of Krishna conscious activity. Because when the Lord loves his devotees, therefore when we please his devotees, the Lord becomes pleased. And Prabhupada gives a simple definition that a man who is very rich, you may think of giving him something to please him. But what can you give him? He has everything. And even if he may acknowledge your gift, but ultimately he doesn't need it. But if you do something for someone he loves, then because of that relationship between that personality, then that rich man becomes inclined to bestow his mercy. So in the same way, the Lord loves his devotee, as Krishna explains in the Srimad Bhagavatam in prayers. I'm sorry, not the prayers, but the section where Durvasa Muni was offended Maharaj Ambarish, and therefore the Lord, through his Sudarshan Chakra, when Maharaj Ambarish was looking for shelter, he finally came to the lotus feet of the Lord. And the Lord said, ultimately, because you offended my devotee, only he can give you relief. And then the Lord quoted that famous verse that, I am the heart of my pure devotees, and my pure devotees are in my heart. Pure devotees know no one but me, and I know no one but my devotees. So this is the heart of the Lord, by serving his devotees. And when the devotees of the Lord ask us to serve them by showing compassion to the fallen conditioned souls of the Lord, of the world, then this type of service pleases the pure devotees. That way, by preaching the message of Krishna consciousness in whatever way we can, as an object to satisfy the Lord and at the same time show compassion for the fallen conditioned souls, this is the way to get the Lord's mercy. Because the pure devotees are pleased when they see others take up the process of, what we say, showing compassion to others. So these are some of the essential principles in this particular verse, that one should not desire anything material. Why waste time with all these material desires? Material desires remain in the heart, there's no doubt. And they will come to the mind and become a, what we say, a pushing within the heart and mind, wanting to be satisfied in so many different ways. But we should reject that and realize that material desires or anything other than pure devotional service simply diverts our attention away from the real goal of life. We have to understand that and see the examples of others who have approached the Lord for something material and have received it. And sometimes the Lord gives things material, but it explained in another of the Bhagavatam, when the Lord does give something material, it may be just to help that devotee engage in devotional service. If he sees that by giving something material to that person and increases their devotional service or their surrender, the Lord may do that. But the Lord says that I only do that once if that person somehow or other takes that material benediction of mine and becomes attached to it and diverts his attention away from my devotional service, then he no longer fulfills anything material. He gives his mercy in another way, that is, he takes everything away. So it is explained in the scriptures that the Lord is, if the Lord wants to show mercy to you, he gives you what he wants, but what he gives you what you want. But if he wants to show special mercy, then he takes everything away. Hare Krishna. That's why we don't have too many followers in the Krishna conscious movement, because they don't like that one. You know, all the yogis and these bogies and rogis and whatever, they promise, oh, you can have nice, you can be a, you know, have nice meditation, you can have nice skin, you can look, have bright eyes, and you can have mystic powers, and you can have so many things, and you can even astral travel, you can do so many things, or you can have some, they have some powers too, but what are they given? They're giving just one. When Prabhupada was here, and Prabhupada had been preaching for a while, a whole group of other yogis who had come from India to America, and they were preaching and they had some followers, they approached Prabhupada. And they came as a mission of gratitude. And they said to Srila Prabhupada, we never thought that these Westerners could actually take to the process of bhakti. Therefore, we are amazed to see what you are doing. So we want to come and appreciate. Thank you for that. And Prabhupada said, if you actually know the standard, why are you cheating others? Because they were giving something else. They were giving some yoga, some meditation. So many like that. Just like nowadays in America. It's amazing, you know. Krishna's telling us something. Those of you who've been to the Western countries may understand what I'm about to say. But now they got these yoga centers all over in big cities throughout the world, and they have kirtan night. And they charge you $10, or the equivalent of $10, to go to a kirtan. And people come and pay for kirtan. But when it comes to our... we got free kirtan, right? People come, but not so many. But they're willing to pay $10, right? Because there's no pressure. There's no pressure. You come, you pay your $10, and you can have any kind of kirtan. You can have Durga kirtan. You can have Kali kirtan. You can have Ganesh, you know, Shiva kirtan, all kinds of kirtans. And people pay $10. But, you know, our temples, and especially in the Western countries, I was telling devotees we should start kirtan nights in our temples. They began in a few temples, and actually the results are starting to come. But Krishna is showing us that here's the process. Just spread the holy name, and people will become gradually attracted more and more. So the same, what we say, pure principle of bhakti, which means glorification of the Lord, has been diverted by others to simply present that same thing for something material or something less. But why get involved with such things? These things are just a waste of time. Because in the end, one has to come back to the standard anyway. One has to come back. Here, it says here, if a woman, using the example, Lakshmi speaking, she says, if a woman worships your lotus feet for a particular purpose, you also quickly fulfill her desires. So the Lord responds, and But in the end, she becomes brokenhearted and laments. So Lakshmi's warning. Why go through that process and then become brokenhearted and lament? For devotional service. And that is approach the Lord in order to engage in his devotional service. Because one who's engaged in devotional service is what we say, situated in the perfection of life. Anything outside of devotional service may be required in order to maintain the body, but maintaining the body is not the goal of life. It's some kind of necessity that one has to do in order to live in this world. But to satisfy the needs of the body is simply a necessity, that's all. It's a necessity. But happiness, or what we say, the goal of life, self-realization, comes with engaging in devotional service. And here the verse is given without any other consideration, simply how to please. So we should pray to the Lord, my dear Lord, how can I please you? How can I please you? Prabhupada was speaking. He was saying, I asked very little questions to my spiritual master, but one question I would always ask him is, how best can I serve? How can I serve? And when we receive the results of our desires, in other words, when we're given devotional service, it's a wonderful thing, right? To serve. Sometimes surrendered, as far as I can say, everybody surrendered. But in some places, sometimes if you ask someone, can you do this? Well, why should I do that? Can you surrender here? Well, I don't know. He's not so surrendered. Why should I be surrendered? Sometimes we find, and a lot of times people don't understand the importance of what is the benefit of doing surrendering to the Supreme Lord. Because why? The immediate point that comes into the mind of the unsurrendered person is, what's in it for me? And then what is in it for you is eternal benefit. But, you know, when one's mind is diverted away from material things, one cannot understand that. So here, again, Lakshmi warns, therefore, do not approach the Lord for something material. Approach him for devotional service. Or approach his devotee and ask how to engage in devotional service. And that is perfection. That's why we say, Prabhupada said, Krishna consciousness is simple for the simple. And complex. We have so many other desires. Prabhupada said, you can go to your nose like this, or you can go to your nose like this. I guess you're going to the same place, but... But as someone asked Prabhupada, is it true that everyone will go back to Godhead? I remember that question. I was in Atlanta, in America. Is it true that everyone will go back to Godhead? So really, matter, you know, what Prabhupada followed, we're all going to get there anyway. Prabhupada said, yes, but if you're walking along, and I offer you a ride, and you say, let me walk. Okay, you have to walk 6,000 miles, but let me give you a ride. It makes it easy. So you may suffer tremendously before you reached your goal. So really, just take the ride, devotional service. That means just follow the simple process of surrender to the Supreme Lord. The Lord has the interests of all living entities in his heart. He's always concerned how to benefit others. Okay. This is a very different schedule today. I believe Purshottam is at 8:45. So we'll stop here and we'll see if there's any questions. Any questions? Comments? Everyone is free from all material desires and willing to surrender completely. Everyone has that plan in mind. Okay, so I guess thank you very much for your kind attention. Prabhupada ki jai. Thank you. Hare Krishna. Thank you.